Hello, welcome back to Divided with Jill. It's Jill here. So if you're new, I talk about all things pop culture, movies, music, books, and yes, everything here is spoilers. If you're a recurring listener, welcome back. I am so excited for today's episode. But before we get into it, I have something to tell you. Something very exciting happened recently. You're not going to believe this. Well, I guess if you saw my TikTok and my Instagram, you would probably know what this is. But if you haven't seen it, I had the honor and the privilege to see the Stephen Schwartz in the flesh. Okay, if you're not familiar with Stephen Schwartz, you need like a quick reminder of what he has done for the theater community, for, you know what, not even just the theater community, everyone. Everyone on the planet. But Stephen Schwartz has written songs in musicals such as Godspell, Pippin, Pocahontas, Wicked. Oh my gosh, Wicked is like the biggest thing right now. Okay, well actually, the biggest thing ever. Even if you don't really like love theater or like you're not super familiar with like Broadway, I feel like you would still know like of Wicked. You know what I mean? Like you would know of it. Or like you've heard like the songs, or sometimes you like might even enjoy the songs. I feel like it's the same thing with Hamilton as well. Like you know of Hamilton. And then also the movie is coming out soon, which I'm very excited for. I will be the first person in the theater when this drops. 1000%. I'm so excited. So yes, Stephen Schwartz wrote the music for Wicked and all these other iconic shows. And I spent an evening with this legend. Like what? That's a bucket list type beat. Do you know what I mean? Especially if you're like a huge musical theater like lover like me. Like this is crazy. This is something crazy. Oh gosh. Okay. Let me start from the top on how all of this happened. So my dentist is just an icon and a legend, just like Stephen Schwartz. And he loves musical theater. So he informed my family and I of this event and we got to go. But I actually wasn't sure if I was fully going until like the day of. Like I heard about this event, but I wasn't like confirmed to go until like the day of. And so I was a little nervous. I was like, okay, what do I say if I like actually meet him? I didn't even know I was gonna meet him. Do you know what I mean? I thought I was just gonna go like sit down in the back in some like nosebleed section of this place and see him from afar type beat. Do you know what I mean? But that simply was not the case. So I walk into this event and Stephen is being honored at the Long Island Music Hall of Fame. This is kind of everything because he's from Long Island, and to receive like this Hall of Fame award in your hometown is just so special. I feel like if I had like a Tony and a Grammy, like Stephen Schwartz, this would probably be at the top of my list because it's like from your hometown. Like, what? I don't know. I just think it's so cool and so special. But obviously like the Grammy and the Tony is iconic. But anyways, he was getting honored. He was being inducted this night. And when I walked into this event, he was just standing there so normal. There's no like security. It's not giving I'm a diva. It was giving I'm just a regular guy just chatting. I don't know why I expected him to have like a full entourage with like a team and like a publicist and this whole like 9 yards. Like that's what I really thought he was going to be surrounded by in my head. But I was surprised at how chill the entire thing was. Like he was just standing around talking to a bunch of people that were at this event. And I was just chomping on lobster rolls. Oh my gosh. It's so funny because Stephen Schwartz is there, right? And there's a bunch of people. And there's like food being served while I'm standing. And I'm like panicking. I'm like, what? What am I doing here? I felt like so weird being here. It's like, I don't think I should be here right now. And I mean, thankfully, like my family was there and like there was a few familiar faces. And then, of course, my dentist was there. And so it was like fine, kind of calmed my nerves a little bit. But yeah, I was just chomping on whatever they were serving. And then there was like drinks there, too. And it was just a chill vibe. At some point in the night, me, my family and my dentist all go up to him. And oh my gosh, I was standing next to him. I was like, what? What's happening? This man wrote like Colors of the Wind, Pocahontas, like one of the biggest songs ever. And then, oh, and Not to mention The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Stop. Stop. Stop the madness. And so whatever, I'm standing next to him and my dentist is talking to him and I'm trying to figure out in my head, like, what am I going to say to this legend? And so eventually the time comes and I we shake hands and I was like, this is crazy. I was just like, hi, I'm Jill. Like, I'm such a big fan. I don't even know what I said after that, but I think I said something about Wicked or Enchanted and I was just like, your work is incredible, something like that. And he was like, oh, thank you so much or something. I don't even know, but he was so nice, so cool and cash. Steven's my best friend now. No. So after this little cocktail hour, we moved to a different part of this space and this was like the performance aspect of the night. And of course the induction part. And so everyone gets seated and everything. And there's like a full performance with a bunch of Broadway artists. And it was just so cool and so epic. I love live music. And there was also a bunch of special like video messages during the night from like Idina Menzel, Kristen Chenoweth, like Alan Menken, the list goes on. And yeah, it was just an epic, epic night. And then Steven also got to sing a little song. So he's working on a new musical and Kristen Chenoweth is gonna be the star in it. It's about the Queen of Versailles. I had no idea that this was like a real story. There was a documentary of this lady, Jackie Siegel is the girl, and she built this like 90,000 square foot estate, and that is the documentary. I haven't seen it, but that's like the gist of what it is. And so Stephen Schwartz is doing a musical based on that, and the song that he sang this night is basically like, you know, when you're dreaming of something and you're picturing and imagining it in your head, this is kind of like what the song is about, but from like Jackie's point of view. And the song is so good, it's incredible. Like, I need the musical yesterday. But yes, they are starting the musical in Boston, I believe. So this coming summer, it'll be shown. So that's very exciting. Love that. If you're in Boston and you see it, let me know how it is. I'm sure it's going to be iconic. But yes, this was such a fun night. I had the best time. I'm so happy I went. Got to, you know, talk to a bunch of people. And Paul Schaefer, who is another icon, he was on Late Night with David Letterman and The Late Show with David Letterman. Paul Schaefer hosted, kind of emceed. I'm still like in shock that I was there. And it's so funny, going back to how humble and like cool and casual he is, like after the event was over, we're all leaving and Paul gets into a car and then I just see Stephen Schwartz just like walking in the parking lot, just so casual. Okay, you're probably thinking, how else are you supposed to get home? Like, you gotta get into the car. But I don't know, maybe I was surprised that he didn't have a stretch limo. Even someone actually behind me was saying, oh, I'm actually surprised he doesn't have a car service or something. Obviously, like, we're all human. To me, it was like seeing Beyonce get into a car all by herself after she performs a concert. And like, no entourage, nothing, just her. Like, wouldn't you be a little, oh, what just happened? I don't know. Maybe I'm just used to seeing these celebrities and influencers online have an entourage and a car service. And so it was just different seeing this. Just normal, get into his car in the parking lot trying to find his car. Oh my gosh. What a moment. Another thing that Stephen Schwartz has done that I am obsessed with is Enchanted. And this is what today's episode is about. I'm going to be talking about different movie musicals. And I have to start with this. This movie is so special to me. I am obsessed. This is a show that I could watch it from beginning to end. And then at the end be like, okay, let's restart from the top. Like, this is that kind of movie for me. It's so funny. I'm like laughing the entire time. And the music, I will be surprised if those songs don't show up in my Spotify Wrapped at the end of the year. Like, if those songs from Enchanted are not there, I will be shocked, to be honest. Like, so close, that's how you know. Come on. Epic. Especially the whole Central Park flash mob and that song is playing. It's so epic. I can't get over it. I literally have chills thinking about it. And then, of course, the so close moment with Giselle and Robert. Oh, I will never be over it. Ever, 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 ever. And then when Robert starts singing in the middle of them dancing, oh, it's just so special. It's so special. Stephen Schwartz and Alan Menken really did that. They did that. And even like the whole beginning part where it's animation and then it changes to like a live action situation, I just love it. And they all come out of the manhole. It's so funny. And Idina Menzel is in it, which is great because she's also has collaborated with Stephen Schwartz, of course, in Wicked. And oh gosh, Idina Menzel, I saw her in Wicked, OG, her and Kristen Chenoweth, and that honestly changed the trajectory of my life. Honestly, Wicked changed the trajectory of everybody's lives, but so special. And now they've teamed up in this movie and it's just become that more special. And then, of course, the ending bit with Miss Susan Sarandon, Queen Nerissa, Susan who played Enchanted. Please tell me you know where that reference is from. Please, please, please. But that whole ending scene was giving me very much phantasmic fantasy realness. Okay? The whole Queen Nerissa turning into a dragon and then on the side of the building. It was just epic. Epic vibes. And then, of course, when she ate the apple and then Nathaniel coming in and then Nancy going, "It's okay, Robert, just kiss her." Ah! And then Robert just sweeping in to kiss her. It was magic. Magic. And then I can't forget, remember when those ladies were like clapping and everyone's like so happy, whatever. And the two ladies are like, "That was a much better show than last year." I was cracking up. So funny. It was so good. I love this film. There is a second movie, but the first one just really has my heart. I'll be honest. Like, nothing will be the first one for me. But the second one is cute. Moving on. So another movie musical I want to talk to you about is... this is, like, really basic. I don't care. I don't care. I will stand on this hill. High School Musical. Stop. 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 I remember watching this for the first time back in 2006. Oh my gosh, that was like eons ago. Saying that out loud is actually so crazy. But this movie is just such a huge part of my childhood. The amount of times I have rewatched High School Musical over and over again. I have it like on DVD. I'm sure my parents are sick. Sick. Because I even went to the concert. I believe this was my first concert ever when they did the tour. That was my first concert ever. I was obsessed to the max. I'm pretty sure I had like the dolls, the posters, everything. I became obsessed with Zac Efron, of course. He's like the it boy. Come on now. The soundtrack in this first movie is just epic. Epic. And then Kenny Ortega directing this film. You know what? If I ever do a biopic of myself, no. If I ever do a biopic or a movie musical myself, I would need Kenny Ortega to direct or Baz Luhrmann. And I would love to have Alan Menken and Stephen Schwartz to write the music for the movie. Period. I remember watching this meet cute of Troy and Gabriella and they start singing the start of Something New. I was like, I need to be on a vacation right now and sing karaoke. Like, what? And then, oh my gosh, remember when the guy was like, "Someday you'll thank me for this." He deserves to retire and live a long, healthy life, whoever that is. Okay, obsessed with you, loving you. And then there was actually this other part in the first movie when Chad and Taylor devised a plan to make Troy and Gabriella like break up. Right, and forgot the audition, and then Chad sets the camera up. Oh my gosh, I remember being so gagged watching this. And then Gabriella sees what Troy says, and he's like, "She's just someone I met. The singing thing is nothing." You know, the funniest part was when Taylor was like, "Want to get lunch? Would love to have you on our team." Oh my god. Well, Gabriella's like sobbing the house down boots. God, that was good. I remember watching this and being like, this is the craziest, most dramatic thing I've ever watched in my life. The entire movie is a cultural reset. I will never, ever, ever be tired of it, if I'm being real. Never, ever, ever. And the soundtrack I will listen to for the rest of my life. Like, we're all in this together, breaking free. Who's doing it like them? Who's doing it like them? Okay, so I actually try to research who did the music for High School Musical, the first one. According to Google, it is composed by David Neesom Lawrence, Jamie Houston, Andy Dodd, Adam Watts. I think the writers are different than the composers, but correct me if I'm wrong. But the name Matthew Gerard keeps coming up when I was like researching like people that were associated with creating the songs. But yes, shout out to Matthew and shout out to every single writer that has done the songs on High School Musical 1. Iconic, epic, you deserve to also retire and live a long life. And then of course the second movie. Ugh, you thought the first one's good. The second one, I actually watched this one an unhealthy amount of times too when this came out in 2007, the following year. Oh gosh, the music in the second one stepped it up. Okay, fabulous. You Are the Music in Me, Gotta Go My Own Way. Don't even get me started with Gotta Go My Own Way. What about us? What about everything we've been through? Ah! Epic. Oh, and Zac Efron is actually singing in this one. In the first movie, it was Drew Seeley. Shout out to Drew Seeley. But in the second movie, Zac Efron is giving vocals. He's giving the people what they want. Now, he was giving choreo. Bet on it? Please. Please. A masterpiece. Remember when everyone on TikTok was doing that? And then like Trisha Paytas also did like a recreation. Ugh, I need to get myself to that set and do a video there too. I feel like that's like a rite of passage. I would actually start freaking out if I ever went to the set of this. Woo, that would be so epic. And then of course, what time is it? Summertime. And then God, it was good. And I believe the same people that did the first movie also did the second movie. And then Every Day. Oh, there's not a single skip on the soundtrack, if I'm being honest. Okay, wait. Back to Gotta Go My Own Way. I just realized, like, the whole plot where they, like, get mad at Troy. I'm like, why are we getting mad for him wanting to get into college? I feel like I watched this now and I'm like, wait, they're being a little dramatic. Like, what did Troy really do? Do you remember when they were upset with him? They were like, oh, why didn't you invite us to the practice or something? Something with the basketball practice. But it's not Troy's place to invite them. I don't know. I'm watching it back and I'm like, wait, was Troy really in the wrong? I don't know. I just feel like he didn't do anything that bad. But I remember watching this at the time being like, wow, Troy is the worst. Sharpay is a villain. No, I mean, Sharpay is an icon of our times. Let's be real. Maybe Sharpay isn't the villain. Let me know if you think Sharpay is the villain. I definitely think Sharpay is very determined and she will go after what she wants. But it's funny because you see her as this like diva, larger than life kind of character. But at the end of like the first movie, I believe she was like, break a leg. And then at the end of the second movie, didn't she give the award to her brother, the Star Dazzle Award? So it's interesting to see her like character. She's a lot of layers. Do you know what I mean? And then I remember at the end of High School Musical 3, she was like smiling next to Gabriella. Hot take, Sharpay's not the villain. She's not. Let me know what you think. We love Miss Sharpay. Oh my gosh. And do you remember at the end of the movie, Vanessa Hudgens is like drowning. And then like Miley Cyrus was in this. I'm like so confused. Like what's going on? Why is Vanessa Hudgens drowning? And why did Miley Cyrus appear out of nowhere? Like what was going on there? They couldn't have given Miley like a little part before that, before we like saw her there. It was so interesting. But anyways, iconic. Love it. High School Musical 2, everything. And then we get to the third installment. Ah! I watched this in the theaters. Like, and I sobbed. I sobbed in 2008. The music also stepped up. God, that was a good soundtrack. Just want to be with you. Can I have this dance? Now or never. I want it all. A Night to Remember. Do you remember when they were doing that? And the choreography was just top-notch choreography. God, that was good. I feel like with this third movie, it felt so cinematic and like a real, like, movie feel. I don't know if that makes any sense. I feel like in the last two movies, it felt very, oh, I'm watching, like, The Suite Life. I don't know. It felt like very casual and cool and fun. Maybe it's just the change of the camera. I don't know what it was about this third one, but it feels so different. It feels very mature. Of course, it's senior year. Everyone is graduating and everyone's trying to, like, you know, figure out their lives ahead. Oh God, it's so good and it's so emotional. I remember crying at the end, like sobbing when they all go in front of the curtain and they like stare into camera. Oh God, that was good. And then of course Zac Efron's solo Bet on It 2.0 when he sings Scream is just epic. And then the chemistry between Gabriella and Troy in this third one is so good. It's my favorite. I want to rewatch it again. It was so good. And I loved the treehouse moment with Troy and Gabriella. And then, of course, the Can I Have This Dance with the rain? Ah! That was romance. That was epic. I'll never be over it. And no, these movies are not overrated. I will stand by these films, okay? I grew up on these films, and I will stand by them. And this is what, like, changed basically everyone's career. Shout out to everyone that worked on all of these films. I'm obsessed with you, and I'm loving you. Next movie musical, La La Land. Wow. Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling blew me away in this movie. God, it really had everything. Incredible music by Pasek and Paul and Justin Hurwitz. Kings, what? And the chemistry between Sebastian and Emma is perfection. Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone in like any movie together is just epic, especially in Crazy Stupid Love. Are you kidding me? Insane. Fire. I would love to see them in a movie together. Also, Ryan Gosling's just really good at the romance genre. God, it's so good. And just the trajectory of like both of their characters in this movie. And you see the entire film, like them navigating their careers in Los Angeles and like falling in love. Ah! And then the end was just, God, I wish they ended up together for real. Like, oh my God. This deserved every accolade it got. You know what I mean? Like, it literally won 6 Oscars. That's crazy. Actually, well deserved. Best director, best actress, best cinematography, original score, original song, production. Yeah, the dancing. I think the dancing was done by body doubles, but don't quote me on that. But I think the singing was actually them singing. So I had no idea Ryan Gosling could sing, to be honest. I had no idea. And then, of course, we see him in Barbie. He sings again. Epic. Emma also has a nice voice. Another movie musical that I am obsessed with is The Greatest Showman. Hugh Jackman is a star. And that's on period. Oh gosh, Zac Efron's also in this again. God, Zac Efron is so talented. A lot of the movie musicals I'm actually talking about in today's episode has Zac Efron in it. God, that just shows how epic Zac Efron is. Can we get Zac Efron in one more musical? That'd be great. But yes, The Greatest Showman. Wow. Another epic soundtrack by Pasek and Paul. A Million Dreams, The Other Side, This Is Me, Come Alive, Never Enough, The Greatest Show, Rewrite the Stars. What? From Now On, bangers. No skips. This movie has it all. It was giving fantasy. The choreographed pieces in this is incredible. And when Zendaya was flying and sees Zac Efron and they like lock eyes, chills down my spine. Chills. And I love Rewrite the Stars. That's like my favorite song, I think, on the whole thing, if we were gonna pick one. Like, Rewrite the Stars is my favorite, and they just sound incredible on there. And that whole scene of them like spinning around and doing that, oh God, with the rope and everything was just so epic and iconic. Was just so incredibly done. I feel like this movie put me through every emotion ever. Made me happy. It made me sing along to everything. I was definitely in my feels watching this movie. I love the story with P.T. Barnum and his family. And of course, Zac Efron and Zendaya's love story. P.T. Barnum's character development throughout this film was also really interesting to watch as well. I just love all the exotic performers and the acrobats and just everyone that was involved in P.T. Barnum's show. Speaking of Zac Efron in musicals, the next one I'm going to talk to you about is Hairspray. Hairspray is iconic for a reason. Everyone in the cast is incredible. Like, the songs are just so catchy. I love the message of the movie. They talk about racism and body image and individuality and identity and activism, and all while maintaining like comedy and fun and just great music. Ugh. Without Love is hands down my favorite in the entire show. A stacked cast as well. Amanda Bynes, Brittany Snow, we got John Travolta, like Nikki Blonsky, Queen Latifah. Wow. Honestly, this is definitely like top 10 best musicals. I would put that up there with like Grease, a Universal show everyone knows and loves. And like the fashion is fun in this and the dancing. It's just so good. The people that composed the music for Hairspray is Mark and Scott. Shout out to Mark and Scott and everybody involved in the music of this show. Obsessed with you, loving you. Next movie musical is Burlesque. I loved Burlesque. I love that there was this storyline of Alice and Jack's love story, but then it also focuses on like on the club and the dancing and Alice's character chasing her dreams to be here and the singing. And then Cher is in this as well. She's really good. I loved her ballad that she did in this movie. Oh my gosh, I was blown away. Yes, we needed that. And there was just such a good mix of the romance and the music and like what it was like at the Burlesque Lounge. I also heard that there's going to be a musical. Christina Aguilera is trying to make this musical. Let me know if you heard that or if I'm just making that up. Another classic. The music was composed by Christoph Beck, it says, according to Google, but shout out to everyone that was involved in making the music. Everything was great. I feel like when I think about this film, it has to be sung the way Christina sings it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can't see it being sung any other way. Another epic movie musical in the books. The next movie is the Hannah Montana movie. Okay, this one is not like Hairspray or like La La Land. It's not like a traditional musical where they're like singing every like 5 seconds, but there is a ton of great music in this movie. And I am obsessed with Miley's love story with Travis in this. Oh my gosh, I remember seeing Travis for the first time in this movie and just being so in love with this man. Actually, you know what? Every time I watch this movie, I just like fall back in love with this cowboy cutie all over again. Oh my god, it's so good. And just all of the songs that are sung in this movie as well. And just Hannah Montana is another one that I grew up on. And so it was just, it's fun to watch this. And I love how she like does the full reveal at the end. And then the little girl's like, we won't tell your secret. No one's gonna know. It's so funny to me. And then I love that Taylor Swift was in this. And Rascal Flatts. Kind of everything. A lot of great songs in this movie. The Climb. Who doesn't know The Climb? Who doesn't love The Climb? And then, of course, Hoedown Throwdown. Iconic. Like, no one's doing it like Hannah Montana. Like, you know what? I would love to see Miley on tour whenever she is ready or if she ever feels like doing it. Or maybe she could do, like, an acoustic session for YouTube. I don't know. I feel like that would break the internet if she did, like, all of her Hannah Montana songs again. I know she sings The Climb. Like, I think she did it for Disney Plus when she was promoting her last album. But I feel like that would break the internet, if I'm being real. Wow, that movie, it gives me really good vibes. I'm just like smiling ear to ear whenever I watch it. And it's just so good. Another movie that actually does that for me is Mamma Mia. It's just such a feel-good film, such a rewatchable movie. And Sophie's storyline with Sam, Harry, and Bill, and the dynamic that she has with all three of them, and Donna's chemistry with Tanya and Rosie. Sophie's relationship with Sky was so cute. And I loved her relationship with her two friends. And I love that parallel. Like, Donna also has, like, the two best friends. And then Sophie also has the two girl best friends. And I feel like the dynamic between all the best friends, like Donna, Tanya, and Rosie, it just works. It's so natural. It's so funny. It's charismatic. It feels real. And, God, the location is just so good. And the music by ABBA. No one's doing it like ABBA. Come on now. We love a little jukebox musical moment. romantic comedy. Honey, honey, na, 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 na. God, that was good. And then Mamma Mia, here we go again. And then Gimme, Gimme, Gimme a Man After Midnight. And then honestly, whenever I hear Lay All Your Love on Me. Oh, so the TikTok trend. It's epic. This movie's just great vibes. The second movie is really good too. You get more insight into Donna's life before she got pregnant and like her relationship with Bill, Harry, and Sam. It's great. It is sad though. Anyways, peace, love, Mamma Mia. Well, that is it. That is all I have for you. Those are all the movie musicals that I'll be talking about in today's episode. Let me know if you want a part two. I have so many more movie musicals to discuss with you. Before I end the episode, I have to talk about my divided moment for this week. And honestly, it's a tie between meeting Stephen Schwartz and at the end of the Hannah Montana movie, where she reveals her real hair, takes off the wig, does the full moment, and then the little girl says, "It's okay, we'll keep your secret." Wow. Now that deserved an Oscar. But yes, those are my divided moments for the week. Let me know what your divided moment is. I hope you enjoyed. Let me know which is your favorite one that I discussed today, or like what your favorite movie musical in general is. And yeah, don't forget to follow Divided with Jill on TikTok and Instagram. And I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye!